garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I looked into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. All righty. So here we go. Tonight, we're going to talk about someone pretty special. You know, Jesus must always get all the glory. It's all up to Jesus. Listen, if it weren't for Jesus and the whipping and the stripes on His back, there's no healing for anybody. Amen. But He gave Himself to be whipped on His back, the 39 lashes, and then that had afforded us our healing. Because He said in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, and also 1 Peter 2, 24, and other places, by the stripes on His back we are healed. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, we would be in serious trouble. There'd be no one going to heaven. Because none of our best days, none of our most honorable days, none of our most righteous days is good enough to get us even to the gates, never mind through the gates. Amen. And so it's Jesus and Jesus alone. Now, you've got to understand this. When Jesus died and did what He did for us, I wasn't there doing it to Him. I mean, I wasn't the one helping Him do it. I had nothing to do with Him doing that. He did it out of a love and a mercy and grace for my life in you. He did it totally without me. Can you imagine? God can do something without me. Wow. I guess He can do something without you too, right? Amen. And the biggest day of my life came when I found out that God knew more than me. When I discovered that God knew more than me, I was flabbergasted. You're kidding. Because I was one of those, like most of you, know-it-alls. Couldn't tell me anything. Come on. But God knows everything. He knows your past. He knows your future. He knows everything about you. He knows your present. He knows your thought before you think it. I mean, that's some kind of a God, right? He knows what I'm going to think. He knew I was going to say. He knew what I was going to say. He knew what I was going to say. He knew what I was going to repeat. Come on, guys. God is amazing. And Jesus came and gave Himself. He gave Himself. He said, nobody takes my life. Remember those words? He said, no one takes my life. I give my life. Amen. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep. Amen. And when they nailed Him to the cross, He said, no one takes my life. And then at the end of the whole deal, He said, it is finished, hanging on the cross. It is finished. And then He gave up the ghost. He gave His life. Can you say amen? No one could take Jesus' life unless He gave it. And He did that willingly. Amen. Hebrews 12:2 says that He went to the cross willingly for the joy that was set before Him, knowing He was going to have sons and daughters for the Father. He went willingly. And so this is the God who needs to be glorified. He needs to be honored. He needs to be given all the accolades. It's not me. It's not the musicians. It's not the artists. It's not the poets. It's not the businessman, the businesswoman. He gave us all. Amen. He gave us. Listen, He says in Deuteronomy, He says, and you better remember me, the Lord your God, who gives you power to get wealth. He gave you the smarts to earn a living. He gave you the smarts to start a business. He gave you the body that you could play a sport. He gave you the heart that you could write a song. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. There's nothing that you've got on your own. Everything that you've got was given to you by this amazing, incredible God.
Amen.
Amen. And then he tells us in Psalm 24:1, he says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that live in the world.
Amen.
We all belong to him. He created us. He is the creator.
Amen.
Say, he's the creator. You see, and he then gave us the privilege and the authority to procreate.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? You know, angels can't procreate, but we can. That's amazing. And do you know that angels can never be sons and daughters? We can. There's a song of the redeemed that the angels can't sing. Do you know the scripture for that? Do you know that God's got a stone with your name on it? No one else knows the name. Do you know that we are considered the bride of Christ?
Amen.
Now that's hard for a man to comprehend, but we are considered the bride of Christ. He is the groom. And when we got saved, he put the righteous robes on us, which are the robes that get you into the wedding feast. Okay, I'm not going to get into too much detail on that detail right now. But Jesus, I've entitled this, Jesus is God, is man. Everyone say, Jesus is God and he is man. Now, a lot of people can't get their mind around that. How could it be God and man, etc., etc.? Go with me to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 5. I'm reading from the New King James. It says, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them and set them on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 10, and when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved saying. Now this is type of a Easter or Resurrection Sunday kind of message. You can bring this. It's a good time to talk like this. Of course, we're getting to that place right now. But it says, and the multitudes were moved. They were saying, who is this? Everyone say, who is this? There's some other people. Remember the Apostle Paul riding on his donkey? Remember, or his horse? And he was on his way to go with letters from the Sanhedrin and the high priest, going to go and find Christians and bring them back. On the road to Emmaus, remember? And he was on the road, and all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to him. You know what he said? Who is this? There's many people in churches, they don't have a clue who Jesus is.
Amen. Come on.
They sit in church doing the religious duty.
Amen. Come on.
But you've got to remember, it's the religious people that crucified him. Because they could not accept the fact that he came that way. And the fact that he said, my father, and the fact that he started to reveal Jesus as a father, not as a judge. How do I pray? Jesus, teach us, our father. Pray this way, our father which art in heaven. And so they couldn't handle that. But when Paul was knocked off of his horse and he landed on the floor and he heard the voice saying, Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me so much? Why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you? A lot of people don't know who the Christ is. That, listen, the whole of Israel, most of Israel, not the whole of Israel, the majority of Israel missed the Messiah.
Amen.
They missed the Christ in their midst.
Amen.
They did not recognize him. And so Paul didn't recognize him. And he said, you can't kick against the goads. He says, I am Jesus who you're persecuting. This was after his resurrection, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And then his ascension. After all of that, he comes and he shows Paul and he says, listen, you're persecuting Christians in my name. And he said, who are you? There are so many people that don't have a relationship with Jesus. And we can, and we have to, and we should. Okay, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. If I can't have a relationship with him, how can I follow him? Amen. Romans 8, 14, 15, 16. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So I'm led by the Spirit of God. That means I can hear the Spirit of God. I can be directed by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Amen. Come on. And so we can have a personal relationship with Jesus. He wants that personal relationship. And so I don't want to, you know, when he comes and visits me, or the Holy Spirit comes and tells me something, I don't say, who are you? Now, one time he told me to give my guitar away, which I love that guitar more than life itself. And I remember saying, I bind you in the name of Jesus. He said, you can't bind me. I'm Jesus. I thought, you understand? So we also make mistakes. We don't know exactly sometimes, but we should have a relationship with him. Verse 11, look at this now. So the multitudes said, this is Jesus, the prophet. He's the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. And so many people saw him as a prophet, as a good man. Some said he's got the spirit of Elijah. They didn't know who he was. They never saw him as Messiah. They saw him as prophet. Remember he said to Peter, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. Resurrected, come back. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're a prophet. They're saying different things about you. And then he said, but who do you, Peter, and you disciples, who do you say I am? And Peter looked at him and said, you are the Christ, the Messiah. Now, Christ is not his last name. Baptist is not John's last name. John the Baptizer. He baptized people. The Messiah means the anointed one and his anointing. So it's not Jesus Christ. It's Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. Amen. And so he said, you are Christ, the Messiah. And then he turned to Simon. He said, you, Simon Bar-Jonah, have been revealed this by my Father, which is in heaven. And then he said, and upon this rock, he said, you're a stone. Your name, I'm changing it to Petra, the rock, the stone. He said, and upon this rock, not on Peter, on the rock of what you recognized and the revelation that you got that I'm the Messiah, on that rock, I will build my church. Amen. So many people think that you build your church on Peter. No. And I told you before, the Catholics believe that he's the first pope. Right? You can read that. And if he is the first pope, he had a mother-in-law. Enough of that. We move on. All right. And so, who are you? And so the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Now, let me just tell you, he is a prophet. He is a priest. In fact, he's our high priest. And he is a king. In fact, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Great I Am, the Bread of Life, my Savior, my Redeemer. He is absolutely everything you will ever need. You don't need Jesus and. You don't need Jesus and. Remember Paul came, and Peter was, when he was with the Jewish people, he used their customs, which was works in Old Testament. But when he was with born again people, he carried on like that you don't have to do works. And Paul came and said to him in front of everybody, you're a hypocrite. Paul the apostle spoke to Peter the apostle and said, you're a hypocrite. You're teaching these people that they need Jesus and something. You don't need Jesus and something. You need Jesus, period.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,